All right, James, congratulations. Good way to end the campaign.
Yeah, well, I couldn't really ask any more. You know, it's obviously difficult. The boys have come in from the high of playing in the Brandywell in front of a few thousand, and, you know, then we're playing a game tonight where, you know, you're playing against Merview, and end of season game where, you know, there's obviously nothing really at stake. You know, we would have hoped if we got the 3 points and Wexford slipped up, we could have got 7, but it wasn't to be. I think Wexford won, but, you know, we couldn't really ask any more of them. I thought in the first half, a little bit disappointed. I don't think we were switched on. It took us a bit of time. We were that wee half a yard off things, you know, physically and mentally. You know, we weren't switched on as much as I would have liked, but, you know, we addressed that at half time, and in the second half, you know, I think that's what, you know, that's what got us, you know, the few goals. We were just that wee bit brighter and moved around the pitch a whole lot quicker. And, you know, I thought Merview struggled when we done that, and, you know, it was great to see us scoring the 4 goals. And yeah, it's a mixed emotions, really. You know, you're disappointed, season's over, and you finish where you are. But looking at the game, you know, I couldn't really ask any more. And, you know, I was delighted that we managed to win 4-0 in our last game.
That's the biggest one of the season, so kept the best to last, perhaps. But good as well to see a few of the young fellas coming in and doing their bit, James. And, you know, special mention for Raymond Foy scoring his first senior goal as well.
Yeah, you know, it was actually, it was probably the highlight of the night, to be fair. You know, the game itself wasn't great, in particular the first half. But, you know, looking at some of the young boys, Gary Merritt obviously started. You know, he's shown glimpses of what he can do in the games that he's played. Like a lot of the players here, you know, we and in general, you know, all the squad, you know, I think what you're looking at is, you know, that self belief. You know, we're trying to get into them and trying to get them believing that they're good players and believing that they can compete. And you know, they've been showing that wee bit more, certain players. And, you know, so you have Gary, and then you had obviously Raymond Foy came on and you know, added that wee bit of bite. he was nice and fresh, and he got his goal, showed great composure. You know, he picked up a great area and just got the side of the foot to it. And and then, you know, Kieran Call, who to me, you know, it's hard to understand for a lad who's had a cruciate and other problems with his knee to look as sharp and as bright as he's been, you know. And he had a wee setback a couple of weeks ago. Thankfully, it wasn't too bad. And he's come on tonight, and he looked like he was never away, you know. So credit to him and his family and Mickey McGlynn here, who's helped him. And, you know, I was delighted to see him back. And then Mickey Coyle came on at right back. And, you know, Mickey's a wholehearted player, and, you know, he's the type of player you don't want to go in a 50-50 with, you know. He's a good, strong player. And, you know, they're all good players, obviously. And, you know, Aaron O'Hagan started the game, and, you know, he's definitely one where, you know, I do believe, like, I wouldn't be playing players that I didn't think had a future here. And that's what it's all about, you know. And I think certain players, you know, they have to be patient and they have to earn it. And, you know, that's what I'm trying to do with the young players. You know, I'm trying to make them earn it and, you know, be patient. And you know, they understand that, and, you know, hopefully it's a step in the right direction for them. So hopefully next year, you know, they'll be pushing on that wee bit more and maybe making it even more difficult for me, you know.
Yeah, and no sooner does this season end that we start looking ahead to next year, James, and there's loads of questions there. I mean, will you be here as manager? Are those players tonight playing for their places in the squad next year? You know, how much do we read into the absence of some players tonight? No Michael Funston, no Mark Brawley, no Matthew Crossan. I mean, loads of questions there. It's probably unfair, you know, whenever we're just after finishing this campaign, but I'm sure you'd like to get things sorted sooner rather than later.
Yeah, well, I would. You know, I've spoken to the club, and, you know, my main concern would probably be, even before my own situation, I've spoken to the club and told them that, you know, they really need to sit down and get some of these players sorted out, you know. You know, it is difficult, but you know, I think it's and in that, you know, it's difficult for me to sit down with a player and talk to him about next year when I don't exactly know whether I'll be here myself. But we'll get that. You know, obviously I've let the club know it needs to be sorted sooner rather than later, one way or the other. You know, because if the club wants to progress and they want to keep hold of these players, then you know, the manager situation needs to be sorted first and foremost, and then you can move. Then you can move on then and start talking to the players and make sure you have them tied up for next year. And I think that, as far as I know, I would like to think that in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that'll all be sorted out one way or the other, and we can start thinking about next year then, and building and keeping the majority of the squad, and be on the lookout for any other players or any bits of quality we can bring in.
It's my understanding, James, that the club will hold an AGM in the next couple of weeks, and the new board will be elected, and then it's after that that the talks between yourself and them will begin. I gather that you intend to stay on as manager, but is there anything that you would want done differently this year, in 2011, say, if you were to stay in charge?
Yeah, there is a lot of things, and thankfully, I have a good relationship with the chairman here, and we talk at length about them things, things we'd want to do differently next year. There's things he wants to do differently, and there's things I would like done differently, and some of them things unfortunately would involve maybe money, and it would affect the finances and stuff. But I think if we want to compete with the best sides, I think, for example, the likes of Waterford there, I was on the A license with their manager, and got an insight into how they work, and there's very, very little cost spared there on what goes on behind the scenes there, and the preparation and whatnot, and so them things there, and some of the things wouldn't obviously affect, wouldn't be a case of costing the club money and that there. But I think if you want to move to the next level, some of it would. And but myself and the chairman are on pretty much the same wavelength, and there's a lot of sorting out to be done. As you said, I would definitely be interested in the job next year, because I don't want to. I feel there's been an awful lot of hard work and a lot of good work done this year, and I wouldn't like, from a selfish point of view, I wouldn't like somebody else reaping the benefits of that. I would like to bring the boys on that wee bit, that other extra bit next year. But it remains to be seen. Obviously it has to be right for me as well. And as you said, there is things I would like done maybe differently. And if the club say that they can't do those things, then we might run into a bit of bother. But hopefully not. We'll sit down and we'll see what happens, and hopefully that's done sooner rather than later.
And finally, just mention again for tonight's game, James, it was good to see the club, the players receive such a good ovation from the supporters as they came off, and the players responded by clapping the supporters too. Those supporters have been with you from day one, James. There hasn't been, much to smile about at times here this season, but attendances have been down, but there's a core support there that have stood by you, and it was great to see them there tonight. It was a good atmosphere and it was a good game.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, they tried to get the atmosphere going as best they could, and it's just frustrating for them. Believe me, it's even more frustrating for us, as the manager and the players, obviously, I would like to thank each and every one of them, because I want to get as many people through the gate as I can for the players. I think they deserve to be playing. Fin Harps, for me, when I played, it was all about playing here, good atmosphere, big crowds, and and that's kind of gone. But we're working on getting it back, and when we have the hardcore and the ones that are here every home game, and then you have a few that travel to every away game, you need them, and you need them to stick with things and to encourage other people to come. So obviously, the players really appreciate it. They stayed out and they clapped the fans, and obviously the fans, it was great to see them clapping them off the pitch as well. And hopefully over time, that relationship will get stronger, and they'll see what maybe how good a group this group could be. As I said, if we bring in a few more, and there's no reason why this can be the group that takes us on to maybe that extra level, and we can get the crowds back in. But no, obviously on behalf of all the players and staff, obviously a big thank you to the fans, and obviously I'd like to thank the board and the chairman and everybody that works behind the scenes here as well. And as everybody knows, there's an awful lot of work behind the scenes, and there's a lot of volunteers and whatnot, and we've got through the season, and people deserve an awful lot of credit for that, because it's not easy, and especially when you're not getting crowds. So you know, a big thank you and to them, and you know, long may continue, you know.